Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Malta aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would like to make these additional remarks in its national capacity. First, let me thank you, High Commissioner, for your remarks and express my appreciation to you, your team, and to UNHCR staff around the world for your tireless work in the service of humanity, often in desperate circumstances. Madam Chair, we welcome the timeliness of this conference. Population flows have become more complex and difficult to address as climate change, poverty, and growing inequality exacerbate traditional models of displacement due to conflict, violence, and rights violations. The past year has again demonstrated the fragility of people affected by these intersecting factors, together with new emergency situations which needed an equally swift humanitarian response. The Russian war against Ukraine has created one of the worst refugee crises in recent years. Over 14 million people have entered the European Union since 24th February, and over 6.5 million remain internally displaced. Given the continued attacks by Russia on critical civilian infrastructure, we reasonably expect that the current challenging situation will be further exacerbated as persons are forced from their homes and communities. As UNHCR strives to strengthen protection, improve the quality of life, and seek durable solutions, on behalf of the Republic of Malta, I'm pleased to announce today that in response to the global appeal for 2023, a fresh financial contribution, which will be unearmarked, is to be disbursed in January 2023. This contribution would be in addition to contributions already made to appeals relating to Libya, Syria, Moldova, Ukraine, and the Western and Central Mediterranean. I thank